Europe's plan to lift a long-standing arms embargo against China may be delayed. Last week, when a European Union delegation visited Washington, the Bush administration expressed fierce opposition to lifting the embargo. But diplomats say that what really rattled some European governments was China's recent approval of a new law aimed at Taiwan. It threatens the use of military force to prevent Taiwan from establishing independence. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In a television interview on Sunday, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said that China's approval of the anti-secession law had created a difficult political environment for ending the embargo. Today, Christina Gajak, spokeswoman for EU Foreign Affairs Chief Javier Solana, said the EU remains committed to lifting the embargo, but the timeline, she acknowledged, has become more difficult. At the State Department, spokesman Adam Airoli says the U.S. would welcome an EU decision to reconsider the issue.
We do not think that the time is right for lifting the arms embargo on China. It would not send the right signal. And this is an issue that we will continue to be engaged with the Europeans on.
In Beijing yesterday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reiterated U.S. concerns about lifting the arms embargo amid increased tensions between China and Taiwan.
The lifting of an arms embargo at this time might actually serve to alter the military balance in a place where the United States in particular has very strong security interests. Because, after all, it is American forces here in the Pacific that has played the role of security guarantor.
A senior Pentagon official who asked not to be identified says that China's military capability has increased significantly in recent years and that China continues efforts to modernize its forces. According to the official, China's acknowledged defense budget 5 years ago was about $14.5 billion, whereas this year it is twice that amount. CIA Director Porter Goss also has expressed concern about China's military expansion. Goss testified last week before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I think it is my job to point out that the modernization and the expenditures that are going on in the military, as we understand it, are something that seemingly threaten our forces and our interests. And that is something that policymakers should definitely be attuned to.
The senior Pentagon official says that China is committed to improving its military with high technology, better surveillance, better communications, anything that would enhance its command and control systems. The official says that what concerns the Pentagon about lifting the European arms embargo is the possibility that technology from Europe could be used to enhance China's ambitions. But some Europeans charge that Washington is simply using the embargo as a shield to protect U.S. business interests in China. Senior Pentagon officials say that is not true. David Finkelstein, director of Project Asia at the Center for Naval Analysis, agrees.
For the U.S., it's not about Boeing being able to compete with Airbus in China. It's about concerns about what could happen if the worst, God forbid, comes to happen in a cross-strait scenario, and the EU has inadvertently enhanced the capabilities of the PLA, even through dual-use technologies, in that potential scenario.
Before ending the embargo, the European Union plans to strengthen a code of conduct that governs arms sales by member countries. But representatives in Congress say they are not reassured. And Pentagon officials warn that China's rhetoric against Taiwan is escalating. David Finkelstein says that Beijing's change in tone is demonstrated by the new anti-secession law and also by China's latest defense white paper, which came out in December.
The Chinese are making some serious threats that should Taiwan overstep the bounds, and those bounds are left decidedly vague, there could be a serious crisis in the Taiwan Strait.
Leaders of the 25 EU nations are gathered in Brussels for their annual spring summit, which lasts through tomorrow. The arms embargo is not on the official agenda, but diplomats say it undoubtedly will be discussed. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.